This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is for you. I always know it's the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Get at me, people. Let's talk about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. You can check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com. Man, oh, man, always a great week, a great weekend in the sports world. As we all know, the World Cup going on. We had Wimbledon going on. We had, obviously, NBA Summer League happening. NFL, literally, right around the corner. I'm very excited for what's to come in the NFL, to be quite honest with you. So many different storylines. Tom Brady in his 40s, how does he get back? How does he respond? Aaron Rodgers coming back with the Green Bay Packers. Can he stay healthy? All the quarterbacks that have moved around. I mean, there's so many storylines in the NFL. It's going to be a lot of fun. So buckle up. And what I love about the NFL is you can always talk NFL football, people. You can always talk NFL football. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up. Let's talk about the World Cup. I mean, we're down to the Final Four, people. We're down to the Final Four. We've got England. We've got France. We've got Belgium. And we've got Croatia. And I'll tell you what. I'm not a huge soccer fan. I am not a huge soccer fan. But I have been drawn. I have been definitely glued to some of the things that I'm seeing. And the games itself, those dudes throw it all on the line. There's a lot of flopping. There's a lot of this and that and the other. And everybody talks about, wow, the NBA, man. Those dudes complain all the time. Have you ever watched a soccer game? Those dudes complain on every single play. They're flopping all the time. They do have some spectacular goals, too. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty cool. But all in all, man, what I'm trying to say is I was never necessarily a fan. I am becoming a soccer fan to a certain degree. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. As we know, it is the weekend recap here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back, everybody. Get at me.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to New York. Drink responsibly.
I noticed my neighbor place a broken lawn chair by his curb. Naturally, I repaired it on the spot using JB Weld Original Cold Weld Formula Epoxy, then took off my shirt and laid down to enjoy the sun. When the family came home and saw a guy sunning himself on their lawn, they yelled, "Hey you, get out of our yard!" But I know their hearts were yelling, "We were idiots for throwing that lawn chair away. Thanks for teaching us about conservation." Don't toss it, JB Weld it.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's the 1-1. Ball belted to left. That ball's got a chance. Make it three. Are you kidding me, Altuve? Three home runs. That's an MVP as the Astros lead 8-2.
High fly ball right field, that's deep. Judge is back, circling a bit to the wall, leaps, he cannot get it. That ball is out of here. It's a home run for J.D. Martinez, and the Red Sox have taken the lead back. His ninth of the season, he extends his hitting streak to 11 in a row.
With it's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Yeah, baby. Welcome back in. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You heard those highlights? I love Scott, man. He plays great highlights. I love my people on SiriusXM Channel 93 that are checking us out. I love the people at SB Nation Radio. I love the people all across the world, all across the globe that get to check me out weekly here on Sunday nights. I start at 10 p.m. We go, obviously, through the week. Hours of the evening. You can always get at me, 1-800-878-7529. But those highlights, Jose Altuve, man, dude is special. At the end of the day, the guy is special. That's why he's an all-star. And then Aaron Judge, what can we say, man? Another all-star. Speaking of all-stars, let's go through some of the American League. We'll hit you up with the starters at least at this point because obviously they have been announced. So Major League Baseball, man, way more than halfway through the season. Teams are at like 90 games, bro. It's crazy. But the all-star break obviously coming, and here is the starting lineups. At least for now, I'll get you the American League and I'll get you the National League. Wilson Ramos, catcher. Jose Abreu, first baseman. Jose Altuve, who we just heard on the highlights, second baseman. Jose Ramirez, third baseman. Manny Machado, shortstop from the Baltimore Orioles, who is definitely out there for people to pick up, and you may see him this on the move. So this will be interesting. Mookie Betts from the Boston Red Sox, who's having a tremendous season. Let's be quite honest with you. Those guys are just playing ridiculous baseball. Mike Trout from the Angels, Aaron Judge, as you absolutely heard, obviously on the highlight, and then that guy, J.D. Martinez, who used to be here where I come to you from in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. He was here last year, and believe me, we know how good of a hitter this guy is. No surprise, he's the DH for the American League. National League starters, you got Wilson Contreras, the catcher, Freddie Freeman, first baseman, Atlanta Braves, who, by the way, having a really good season, but we'll see if they can hang on. That's going to be the question. Javi Baez, second baseman, Nolan Arenado as your third baseman, Brandon Crawford, your shortstop, Nick Markakis is your outfield, Matt Kemp, Los Angeles Dodger, and then obviously Bryce Harper in there as well, and then obviously a bunch of guys to talk about on the reserves, and it's always interesting who starts for the American League, who starts for the National League. 1-800-878-7529. If you're a baseball person that loves talking about baseball, do you think there were some snubs? Obviously, you may be a little bit upset about some of the things and maybe wanted a guy from your team. Something that I noticed through the lineups, no Milwaukee Brewers, at least in the starting lineups. who, by the way, are having a really good season, obviously. So that's somewhat intriguing to me that there's no Milwaukee Brewers in that lineup. And then what about the Seattle Mariners, who are having a really good season? So those two things kind of strike me quite a bit. Interesting. And again, I'm not talking about reserves. I'm talking about starters. But those are two teams that are obviously playing extremely good baseball. No Philadelphia Phillies, if I'm not mistaken, in the starting lineup. Again, just pointing some things out that may or may not be relevant. But I will say that their teams are having some success. Again, it's 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. I know there's people that love doing that too, those social media people. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. You can always check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I love the people that are chiming in too here on the Notoriety Sports Network, where you can check me out on Facebook Live. Check me out there, man. How long before Manny is out of Baltimore? So many teams interested in that guy. The question about Manny Machado is you have to think that in most cases, unless you know that he wants to stay, you're pretty much renting this guy for 2.5 months. So what I'm thinking is it's going to be a team that's a contender, first and foremost, obviously. A team that could use a pretty good bat and maybe, you know, a little bit weak in that position in the infield. But the truth is I think Manny Machado, as honestly as enticing as this guy is to pick up, you have to really think about it and wonder if this guy is going to stick with you after the season, or if this is just knowing in your head it's a 2.5 month rental. So that's a good question, man. Good question. 1-800-878-7529. But if you think there were some snubs, you can get at me too. You can get at me. Totally get at me. But I think that in general, when you're just talking about Manny Machado, and most likely, I think he's gone. But at what price are you willing to pay for that? Ultimately is what I'm getting at as well. Aaron Judge, the All-Star, the American League is pretty loaded. Jose Altuve, I mean, that guy is special. I love that guy. There's nobody with a bigger heart in Major League Baseball. No, I'm having a conversation where, again, you can check me out on Facebook Live if you want, Notoriety Sports Network. And the conversation that I'm having with Chris is about Manny Machado. I'm not saying he stays in Baltimore. I know he's gone. But I'm saying you have to look at it and understand that you're most likely renting this guy. Manny Machado is not sticking around. So you have to understand, or again, you have to maybe make a deal with this guy, or know that he wants to stick with you after the season. Or are you cool with renting this guy for 2.5 months? At least that's my opinion. If you differ, 1-800-878-7529. But getting back and going through the lineup, Jose Altuve, I think that guy is just, he's so big in that little body, man. And that's the beauty of sports, man. It doesn't matter how big, how strong, how tough you are, because he's all that, and he's not that big, or tall anyway. But he's really big in stature and how he comes at you on the field. An interesting line. Mike Trout, guy's great too. The American League is loaded. The National League is loaded. It should be a fun game. I know that guys are really excited about the game. I mean, look, if you like baseball and it's your thing, I really think it's something that you should get to. Get yourself to an all-star game. Because all the things that happen are pretty cool. Anyways, I do hear the music behind me. I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. Get at me, people. It's 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. Check out the website, like I've always said, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Keep it close, everybody. I'll be right back. It's the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America.
So 3-2 on Judge. And the pitch. Oh. Drill deep to left field. There it goes. See ya. A home run for Judge. 4-2 Yanks.
In the LFL, that is way back. Clover with his head down. Goodbye, home run.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Comes, and that one's deep right center. Christian Yelich has tied it up, not once but twice, with the Brewers down to their last strike already this year, coming up with a monster home run.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, people. 1-800-878-7529. And by the way, those Milwaukee Brewers leading the National League with 54 wins. Wow. Playing pretty good baseball. on their way to winning 90-plus games. Makes me happy. If you don't know, born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. Grew up, I'm still loyal to my teams. The Bucks, the Brewers, the Packers. I got all their backs, man. I got all their backs. And I think it's going to be a good, seriously, no joke. It's going to be a good year for Milwaukee sports, for Wisconsin sports. The Brew Crew, they can hit with anybody. They can hit with anybody. So the Milwaukee Brewers leading the National League with 54 wins. Those D-backs, that was a tough game, man, to swallow. It's crazy because the Arizona Diamondbacks, since the time that I've been around Arizona, have played a lot of games that go extra innings, and they go into the wee hours of the night. So for them to play a 16-inning game isn't necessarily a surprise. Seen some serious marathons here in Arizona. But they lose, and you got to beat the Padres. I'm sorry, but those are teams you got to beat. We'll see if that game comes back to bite them. Only one game ahead of the Dodgers right now. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com. But seriously, man, I'm excited for what may happen in baseball this year. We may actually get some different teams in the mix. Although I'll tell you what, I do think that the Dodgers, when push comes to shove, I think they're going to be tough to beat. I do think they're going to be tough to beat. I forgot if we have a caller at 1-800-878-7529, by the way. So let me know if we do. Thank you, Scott. We do have a caller. I forgot. Let's jump out to Mitch in Santa Monica, man. My loyal guy. I love this guy. He calls me all the time here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. Obviously, you know it's me, Andy Dorf. What's up, Mitch, in Santa Monica, brother? What's going on, man?
Boy, you're talking about marathons and baseball. I, you know what? You couldn't have set me up better with what I like to talk about. And as first of all, the Brewers, as you know, I'm a very huge Brewer fan, but, you know, according to my watch, still here in Santa Monica, it is July 8th. When it's August 8th and the Brewers are still leading the National League, then I'm going to get excited because it's the Brewers to the 4th of July, and then it's a tank job. So let's see what happens. I mean, we just put Ryan Braun on the DL for a little bit. We'll see what happens after there. But I want to go World Cup on you, which is very rare for Mitch in Santa Monica to talk soccer. But, you know, we've talked a little bit off this offline, online. 4 of the 12 matches played in the Sweet, you know, since the Sweet 16, have gone to the PK goal kick format. And you set up by talking about how the Diamondbacks are going to the 16-inning marathon. And it sickens me that here it is, this the world's supposedly, quote-unquote, most popular, greatest sport, the sport that is dominant globally, cheapens itself to this one-on-one PK competition where it has nothing to do with the team, nothing to do with the general aspect of the sport. Now, the PK during the game, when you have a penalty kick, everyone's on the field, and if the keeper blocks the ball, it's a live ball. So that penalty kick is still a part of the game, but when you go to goal kick, that has nothing to do with the game at all. It's a completely different game. We might as well just go to goal kick. Just like Germany did, was like 12 years ago, dogged it until they went to the finals so they knew that they could win on goal kick and weren't a better team. When they weren't a better team, they're a better individual.
Okay.
You know what?
You are a tennis player,
Andy Dorf.
Sure.
You are a tennis teacher. What does Wimbledon do? And tell me, what happened in 2010 with Wimbledon? Do you remember?
Yeah, True. Yeah. Okay. Look, obviously, we all know about the John Isner match. And again, if you're watching on Facebook Live on the Notoriety Sports Network page, you can. The conversation is this: Mitch is talking about World Cup soccer, and he's not happy that at the end of the game, after they've played for 120 minutes and guys have ran an average of somewhere between 7 and 9.5 miles, and the officials have ran somewhere between 12 miles. And the only reason I know this is because I've done my research on it, because I've been obviously having a debate with you about this as we've been watching the World Cup go on. And Mitch just brought up the point about Wimbledon when John Isner had a marathon match, 72-70, and they kept playing for days. However,
3 days, 11 hours, 5 minutes.
But as we know, they didn't play throughout that. They didn't play straight, Mitch. They had to take breaks, okay? So there were other matches that had to be played. So they were probably – they played in, you know, 2-3 hour increments. They were playing each and every day. I understand that. I get you there. That's a lot more physical wear and tear. But the truth of the matter is that that was an absolute fluke of an occurrence. But yes – very nice of you to point that out. We obviously had the Roger Federer-Andy Roddick match of like 18 to 16, which is also another really, really long one. But the truth of it, and then in the NBA, if I'm not mistaken, back in like 1951 or something like that, there was a 6-overtime game. So look, man, the bottom line is this. The rules of soccer, and look, we can argue this till we're blue in the face. I think we need to agree to disagree on this, because here's the deal, at least as far as I'm concerned, and I know it's not good enough for you, but the point is this. The rules of soccer are set out before they play the game. The rules of basketball are set up before they play the game. The rules of the NFL are set up before they play the game. Major League Baseball, so on and so forth. The rules are set out before you go out there and you play the games. So at the end of the day, Mitch, these are rules, and if you want to tweak the game, like I mentioned to you maybe on Facebook somewhere, the 7-on-7 idea potentially, because obviously that would open up the field quite a bit, but then you're altering the game. But truth be told, it's a minor alteration to a certain degree. However, obviously there's going to be more lanes and more ways for guys to get themselves to the net, have a chance to score, and maybe actually end the game. But they don't do sudden death either in soccer, which I find to be interesting, because, you know, you play a 15-minute half. If the game does go past that 90-minute mark with the extra play, so on and so forth, they do a 2 15-minute halves. A team can go ahead. The other team has a chance to score it and tie it before the game is over. So, I mean, maybe they should just do sudden death. I mean, maybe that would be a decent change. But the truth of the matter is the rules are set out before they play. So that's why I'm okay with the way it is. And the PKs do add a whole different dimension and a whole different drama as well, Mitch. Go ahead, man.
Oh, no. I understand that the rules are the rules, but the rule sucks. I mean, let's just play it simple. The rule is a rule, and teams have used that rule to gain an advantage, to say that, okay, my five guys out that I will do with the PKs at the end are better than yours. You know, yeah. They should definitely go to golden goal. They should go to sudden death. And you know what? What is more dramatic than a Stanley Cup game that has gone into the third overtime period, where you are going back and forth? These guys are on our borrowed legs on the seventh game after playing every other day, not every third day or every fourth day like in soccer. And by the way, in soccer, why are you carrying 23 people when you only can field 11 and 3 substitutes? You have a problem that you can't, stamina-wise, you know, last overtime periods? Well, then have more substitutes like baseball. I mean, how many times have you seen baseball go where you're going pitcher after pitcher after pitcher, and you're going into these double-digit innings? Like, you set me up perfectly. And then
hey,
the next day. And that's not even the World Championship. We've seen in the World Series where players are playing, position players are going all craziness. I mean, it makes the manager, the coach, have to do their best job to manage the game properly. There will be nothing more exciting than the World Cup being decided on a golden goal situation with the team. People will be on the edge of their chairs. All you're caring about right now with these PK goal kicks, it's like a flip of a quarter. Is the goalkeeper going to go right and possibly have a chance to not block the ball? Or is he going to go left?
All right, Mitch, I got to let you rock and roll, man. I'm up against it. I always love that guy's thoughts, dude. He definitely speaks from his heart. He's passionate about what he sees and feels in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. People, get at me. Let's talk about it. If you want to talk World Cup, we can do that. Wimbledon, NBA, Summer League, you name it. Dorfman's got you covered. NFL, Major League Baseball, you know it, man. It's 1-800-878-7529. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this would be Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
This is real. He can push me down, but come when we get to the octagon, I'm going to smash this dude. He hates getting punched in the face. I'm going to punch him over and over and over.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. And you know what? The UFC was obviously locked and loaded over the weekend, too. Brock Lesnar jumped in that ring, and obviously you had a little WWE mixed in with it, a little UFC, so you had a little bit of a show. I love my UFC fans, too. I love the people in Vegas, Houston, Virginia, Sarasota. Where are my people at, man? You know my digits. It's 1-800-878-7529. I love the people that hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports and Dorf Online. And I do like the people that always check out the website, listening to the shows, and then the articles that people write at DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Okay, I got to get into a lot of things before we get out of Dodge. So I really need to get into them. So here's the deal. In Arizona, there's been a lot of things that have happened. They're near and dear to me because, again, I live here. I cover the local teams. I obviously cover the national scene as well. But I want to talk about being in the news for a good reason and then being in the news for a bad reason. So when you have Steve Keim from the Arizona Cardinals get in trouble with a DUI on July 4th, that's a bad look. That's not good. You have to have those guys in your front office, your general managers, those types of people, probably held to even a higher standard than your players. Let's be honest. And when a guy makes a decision, when it's so easy in today's world to not make this decision of getting in your own car when you're under the influence, because there's Lyft and there's Uber. By the way, that's a shameless plug for you people. I'm just kidding. It's the truth, though, that there are so many ways. You can call a buddy. So I think the decision-making from your front office has got to be impeccable. It's almost like you can't have any bad looks. Nothing can go wrong. Players get reprimanded. They'll miss games. They'll get fined. The league may have them do something like a substance abuse, and your team probably too. So I'm a little disappointed in that move. When they have a lot of question marks, let's be honest. What's up with David Johnson? All I'm saying, what's up with David Johnson? All right, so now let's get a little good, but I think people got to pump the brakes on this too. All right, so this guy, Devin Booker, who had a fantastic season last year, gets maxed out 5 years, $158 million. You got people that want a star so bad in this town. And when you don't have a star like a LeBron James, Kevin Durant, or, you know, just these super human beings that are just the best at what they do, I think you want it really bad. And you want your team to have success. We all know that, of course. Devin Booker is a hell of a scorer, people. He is a hell of a scorer. But he is not a top 20 player. And because you get maxed out does not make you a top 20 player. Not anymore in this league. Not anymore in any league. Let's be honest. And I'm not blaming the players for getting paid. Don't misunderstand what I'm trying to say. Look, the players deserve whatever they get because you're worth whatever the market will bear, people. So I have no problem with people getting paid. What I have a problem with is this, is that we are not necessarily paying guys, in some cases, on their merits of what they have done for many, many years, which is the way that it used to be. And that's when I grew up watching sports. And I still watch them now. But I remember the battles that I used to see. I saw guys losing limbs, having things happen so that their careers were shattered. These days, these guys are so protected. And again, rightfully so. The players have fought for this. I understand. But here's the main point. In today's world, what we do more often than not, and the owners, they have their hands tied behind their backs, people. As I was just illustrating for those watching on Facebook Live at Notoriety Sports Network, if you're listening to me on Sirius XM, SB Nation, love those people, by the way. Seriously, love those people. Love the people all over that check me out. You can always get at me. You can fire away 1-800-878-7529. But here's the deal. I'm tired of hearing about guys being great players when they're not necessarily great players. They're good players, and there's a lot of good players. And the owners have their hands tied. So what do? They have to max guys out because they don't want to lose them. Because they think that there's a potential that this guy is going to be great some point. So pump the brakes on thinking that Devin Booker is a top 20 player. He's a top 20, 21 and under player. That's what he is. He's a top 20 scorer in this league.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, my people. I love talking to you on this Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. Every Sunday, I start at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And, always, like I say, never enough time to talk about everything in the sports world. So I got to get this in real quickly, final thoughts about what I'm going to see coming up, and then obviously looking at some of the things that kind of have already happened. Obviously, we got the All-Stars that I mentioned earlier in the program. You got the All-Star break coming up, and second half should be very, very interesting. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing if some of these teams that are the front runners can maintain it, to be honest with you. It should be interesting. Like, can Seattle keep it up? I don't know. Can the Brewers keep it up? I don't know. Can the Braves and Phillies keep it up? We'll have to find out. So I think there's a lot of interesting stuff there. World Cup, obviously, we'll be talking about that to you guys next week. It's going to be over, so that'll be cool to wrap that up. Obviously, with Wimbledon, the story to me there is Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal meeting in the final there for the men. Will there be a young gun or somebody that can dethrone those guys? I don't know. We'll see. I don't think so, to be quite honest with you. These guys are just so good. And Roger, we all know how good he is on that surface. Rafi, not bad on that surface either, by the way. He has been a guy that's been able to beat Federer, which they keep showing that great match that those guys had. One of the best matches that those guys feel like they've ever played in their lives. So question there is, will Roger and will Rafi wind up meeting in the final? Does Serena, on her comeback after being pregnant, is she able to do it? And then obviously, man, I mean, we're the summer league, it's fun stuff. Don't get too excited about it. We'll probably be talking about the tournament next week, like I said, so that'll be cool. And then real quickly, NFL, man, start talking to me about NFL, people. It's right around the corner. As always, thanks to Scott for the great clips that he gets. We appreciate them. They're fantastic from MLB.com. They were right on point, man. I think they were excellent. And then, obviously, to you, my listeners, I love you people, man. You know that. I'm Andy Dorf. I always come to you on Sunday, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. Peace, everybody.